tens of millions of dollars paid by utility customers in Connecticut for energy efficiency measures have been diverted into the state's general fund. It's a move that's been criticized as a hidden tax on ratepayers. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, the cuts are now being challenged in federal court.
Utility customers pay small fees on their electric and gas bills. That money is supposed to be set aside to benefit consumers, funding home energy audits, weather stripping, and providing rebates for insulation. Instead, lawmakers took the money to balance the budget, sweeping about $175 million into the state's general fund over the next two fiscal years.
These sweeps are wrong and unconstitutional.
Stephen Humes is an attorney representing environmental groups and energy efficiency contractors suing the state over the cut.
And what they've done here is try to impose a tax on what was paid for these other purposes.
Hume says the cut breaks contract with consumers and functions as an illegal tax on tax-exempt organizations. The lawsuit seeks to block the sweep.
Please give us our money back.
Jonathan Cassiano is owner of an efficiency business. He's also one of the plaintiffs named in the lawsuit.
With the budget cut, I had to lay off all my crews in order to keep afloat with the business.
Consumers are getting hit too, paying the same fee on utility bills while efficiency services have been dramatically reduced. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.